I want to welcome you to the Quality Christian Living Podcast. I am your host, David Friend. We're in a series dealing with living the abundant life that Jesus spoke about in the Word of God. Today's podcast is entitled Abundance in Our Future. Let me just make a couple statements as to what we're going to talk about today. Why do we talk so much about our past mistakes? We're going to address if we are not careful, we will lose our future by looking back. We can learn from our past in order to bless our future. So you don't look back to the future so it drags you back there. You look at the past to see what you learned from it, but then let that go and move on for our future. Why did the Apostle Paul say, "I press on"? What does that mean? And what does that mean to us? And we're going to talk about that abundance is more than just money. Although money can be included in it, abundance is far more than just having money. But before we get into this, we need to pray and ask for the Holy Spirit to help us. Heavenly Father, once again, I come to you and ask for your direction, your guidance, your leading, that you would bless and anoint this podcast. For those who are listening in, I pray that if they're confused about their future and wondering about whether they can live an abundant life, that you would help them in this podcast receive what your word has to say and use me, Lord, in whatever way you desire to say things and bring things that will touch their hearts and help them to realize that abundant life is for followers of Jesus Christ and that abundance is in their future. I pray for your blessing on this podcast, and I'll be careful to give you the praise for what's about to take place. For I ask these things, Lord, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, you know, before we get into this podcast a whole lot, let me give you a little history, a little back history on me. I think sometimes it's interesting. I hope it's interesting to you. Let me ask you a question about the future and your past. Have you ever wondered what the future has in store for you? Now, as a little boy, I thought about my future a lot. I like to play baseball, so I looked at my future of playing in Little League, and I did. And then I looked at my future to play in high school baseball, and I did. And then I have looked for my future to play baseball in college and in the major leagues. Well, I didn't. That was evidently not my future. But as a little boy, I used to dream about, when I was bowling, that someday I could become a professional bowler like my uncle. His name was Buzz Fazio. He's in the Bowling Hall of Fame, and he was a very inspirational man to me. One day I was talking to him, and I said, "I'd sure like to be a professional bowler someday, Uncle Buzz." And he'd say, "Well, you can be. You just set your mind to it, and you stay focused on what's right in life and do right things." And, you know, he was just a real positive man. And what's interesting was, by the time I was 16 years of age, I had qualified for the Professional Bowlers Tour, and I had been accepted to go on the tour and be a part of that association. What's interesting is my mother said, "Well, at 16, you're not going anywhere." And so she kind of put the kibosh on that, which was fine looking back on it. And she said, "No, when you get older, maybe, but not when you're 16. That was probably a lot of wisdom on her part. But it didn't keep me away from thinking about the future someday. Now, as I was a teenager, I started thinking about my future with a cool car and then a pretty girl sitting with me. And we could drive around and have a good time. And that was in my future. Then as I got older, and now all this time I wasn't a Christian, but as I got older, we were married. I met my lovely bride when I was in college, and we got married, and several years later, we wound up with two children, and I became a banker after I came home from Vietnam service that I had in the United States Army. And so I knew the Army was not my future. That I can tell you for sure. But as a banker, I thought about my future. And then I became a home builder, and I thought about my future. And I became a business owner, and I thought about my future and all those dreams and plans. But when I became a Christian at the age of 25, my wife and I were both 25 when we received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, all of a sudden everything changed about the future. You see, the greatest moment of thinking of the future came when I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I knew then that the future was real and there was hope and there was a plan for it. And I got into God's Word and started seeing all the plans and all the blessings that He had prepared for those who love Him. And so things have changed in my thinking about abundance. But here I am years later, and I'm doing podcasts now on abundance, a series of them. I did a series dealing with success. I did a series dealing with how to get out of debt. My series having to do with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Just a plethora of topics over these last 3 years. And this is my 275th podcast. And I didn't know that this podcast would be in my future, but God did. And I'm thankful that He brought it into my life. And so I have an opportunity to share what's on my heart to other people. So as we look at our future, I tend to think about how people feel about their future and their hopes for their future, and they allow themselves many times to think too much about their past. You know, so many people think about having abundance someday. And they think about it, it may come someday in the future when they're very, very old and can hardly get around. And that's okay. It's nothing wrong to plan for your future and work hard towards it. The Bible tells us that steady plodding brings prosperity and hasty speculation brings poverty. That's in the book of Proverbs. So there's nothing wrong with planning and working towards our future to have some success here while we live on earth. But the Word of God shows us over and over again how abundant living can come quickly. I thought I was living abundantly. I had a nice job at the bank. We had a beautiful new home. We had new cars. My career was doing great, but I wasn't a Christian. I was not living the abundant life, even though we had the stuff, the things, and the finances, but I wasn't living the abundant life that Jesus talked about. And then Christ came into my life, and my wife and I had a whole different focus on the future. We realized that God was bringing us into what He talked about, abundant living, when Jesus was talking about living life more abundantly. It was amazing change, and it was a blessed change in our lives. When I made the statement earlier that according to God's Word, we can start to live an abundant life today, I mean immediately, as soon as that thought hit me, the Holy Spirit put in my mind, my heart, the story of the thief who was nailed to a cross. He was beside Jesus when Jesus was crucified. We read about that story in Luke chapter 23, verses 42 and 43 in the New International Version. Let me read you these words. These are the words of the thief speaking, not Jesus. These are the words of, at first, the thief speaking. He said, then he said to Jesus, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And then Jesus answered him, truly, I say to you today, you will be with me in paradise. Now think about that. Just think about that for a moment. What happened? What just happened? And this happens in our life when we receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. See, the thief went from poverty in his body, his soul, and his spirit. He was hanging on a cross, getting ready to be put to death and go into eternity without Christ. He went from poverty in his body, soul, and spirit to abundant living in his future. Jesus gave him a future because he surrendered to Jesus. When he said that, remember me when you come into your kingdom, what he was saying was, I believe in you. I want to follow you. I want to be part of you. I need you to be in my life. The thief knew that he was wrong. He knew that he had committed bad things and had committed sin and knew that he was being punished for it. But he knew that Jesus was righteous and holy and that he did not sin. And that's all we have to do to receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior is to realize that we are sinners, but Jesus is without sin and he's perfect and we want to be a part of him, associated with him. So we give our lives to him. And that's what the thief on the cross did. He went instantly into an abundant future. The thief did not have anything we would call abundance when he lived as a thief. But when he asked Jesus to remember him, when Jesus was going to go to his kingdom, the thief experienced instant abundance. If you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are living abundantly because you know where your future is. Regardless of whether you have money in the bank now, a fancy house and cars and all that kind of stuff that the world thinks about abundance, no, abundance in our future has to do with a relationship with Jesus Christ. That doesn't mean that we can't have abundant living here on earth as far as nice things and travel and be able to enjoy life here on earth. There's nothing wrong with that. And we can live that type of abundance. But pure, true abundance is knowing that Jesus Christ is in your future for eternity. So let me say this. If you have surrendered your life to Christ, your future has been determined. But if you have never given your heart to Jesus Christ, your future is confused, it's doubtful. There's questions, there's fear, there's worry, there's anxiety. You don't have to have those thoughts. You don't have to end this podcast wondering about your future with Christ. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, all you have to do is just simply surrender your life to Him. Be true about it. Be real about it and confess your sins. Let me just lead you in a very short little prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for who you are, and I need a Savior. The Bible tells me that if I confess my sins, that Jesus is faithful to forgive me and cleanse me from all of my sins. So today I do just that. I ask you to forgive me of my past sins, and I repent of them. I ask that you would come into my heart and change me, make a new person. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and that he was crucified, buried, but resurrected from the dead, and has given me the gift of eternal life. So on this day, I receive you, Lord, as my Lord and Savior, and I promise to serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, then Jesus Christ came into your heart, into your life. You need to find a good church. Find a church that preaches the truth and the Word of God, And also, you need to associate with Christian people so that they'll help you in your walk with God. Once again, welcome to the family of God. And for those of you who have already received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you know, the Bible tells us that when one person comes to know Christ, that the angels all rejoice and there's a celebration in heaven. Well, we want to give God praise for what just took place and for those lives that were changed. And we'll be careful to give you all the glory and praise for it, Father, in Jesus' name. All right. I knew the Holy Spirit wanted me to do that. And so I took time out for that. And I thank him for that. Let me get back in today's podcast now. As a banker and pastor, you know, I met with literally thousands and thousands of individuals who spent all of their time talking about their past. It was just past, whether it was good or bad. Most of the time, it was the bad things that had happened in their life. And it made me ask the question, why do people focus on past failures? Why do they spend so much time thinking about that? And I guess the answer is that they do not have a future and a hope like we have as believers. Because most of the people I've talked to were not Christians. And yet even the Christians sometimes spend time talking about their past and don't realize that God has promised them a future and a hope. A lot of people talk about their past failures because it may be the only thing that they have ever experienced is failure in their life. Listen to the statement that the Holy Spirit gave me. Past failures become today's failures if we never seek God's promises for our future, or if we never seek and understand that God has abundance planned for our future. And part of our future, by the way, is the time that we live here on earth. It's not all about just eternity, because we can have a great future as we're living here on earth. We all know in Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11, it says something that's very powerful, and I have to read it because it applies so much to this particular podcast. And it says right here, where God says to Jeremiah, it's where he's speaking to Jeremiah, first I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. There's the proof that God wants us to have future right here on earth, and obviously a future with eternity in heaven. That scripture is a promise for abundance in our future. Think about that. That is a promise from God that he wants us to live abundantly in our future, not only here on earth, but in eternity. Now, one of my favorite scriptures on abundance in our future, not only here on earth, but in our future in eternity, is found in the Holy Spirit-led words written by the Apostle Paul as he was in prison. It's found in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 13, the New Living Translation. Here's what he's saying. Now, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it. That means he's not had perfection. He has not been resurrected to be with Jesus. He says, but I focus on this one thing. Now, think about that. He's in prison. What would we be thinking and focusing on? Because he's about ready to say, I focus on this one thing. He's sitting there getting ready to give us some words when a lot of us would be saying, the one thing I want is, I want to get out of this place. I got to get out of here. I got to get a decent meal. I've got to get myself cleaned up. I want to go back to my family and friends. But Paul says this, I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. Now, if we can just do that, if we can learn to forget the past, to rise above our past, our future has, there's no limits on our future. Because God, we rob God of what God can do for us if we live in the past and never arise from that. If we've got past hurts from people and we just can't seem to get over them, then go see that person and apologize. You say, well, it was their fault. I don't care whose fault it was, just apologize. And some people say, well, Pastor, that's easy to say, but not easy to do. No, it's easy to do, because after you do it, you find out how relieved and how the burden is lifted from you when we make those words. I had a man one time who told me that he had this person he would never forgive, that this man talked bad about him, said horrible things about him constantly, and he was so tired about it. And the guy told me that he just couldn't get over it, and he couldn't rise above the fact that this guy was so hateful to him. So when we were chatting, I said, well, why don't you just write him a letter and apologize? And he said, apologize? I can't apologize to him. He had terrible things to me, just terrible things he said. And I said, well, you're never going to get over it then. If you don't get rid of that, then you've got to just let it go and just say, I'm sorry, and I ask you to forgive me and move on. And he said, wow, I don't think I can do that. And he struggled with it for a while. And then one day he told me that he had written this letter, and he basically experienced such relief when he wrote it, and actually when he knew that the other man received it. Now, when the other man received it, he didn't send anything back that was really wonderful and kind and, well, forgive me and all that. It didn't matter. See, the point of it is, when you're having struggles with your past and someone's hurt you, it doesn't matter whether they accept your apology or not. What matters is that the Bible says, as much as it depends on you, be at peace with other people. So therefore, when we've got difficulties with someone in our past, we just simply have to be one that steps up and say, I'm sorry, forgive me. Regardless of whether we're right or wrong in the situation, just let's move on and allow our future to be filled with the goodness of God. And if we don't do that, the past will rob us of our future. It will rob us of joy in our future. It'll rob us from happiness in our future. I had another situation at our church where there was a couple who had a terrible difficult time with family members. And I spoke a sermon once on forgiveness, and we've got to have forgiveness because the Word of God tells us if we'll not forgive others, God will not forgive us. And so I told him about that, and he got so upset with me, and he was a really nice family, but he came up to me and says, Pastor, you just don't understand how bad it's been between me and these other people, and I'll never forgive them. I'll take that to my grave. And he said, so I'm leaving the church, and he stormed out of there angry, and it just broke my spirit, broke my heart that he had such difficulty getting over the past, and he was being robbed of future and a future hope for his family. So I didn't ever see him again. He never wrote. I tried to contact him. He wouldn't accept anything. Just was so bitter. So please don't allow any of your past to rob you of your future. And if you want to have a future filled with abundance, we've got to get rid of the hurts and all the challenges of the past and move above them and beyond them. And God will help you with that. The Holy Spirit will lead you and help you as you take that step to move forward to receive abundant living in your future. Now let's look at some scriptures that kind of show what's really what abundance is all about in our future. I could read dozens and dozens of them, but I won't. I've just got four or five of them here. I'll comment on them, and then we'll start to wrap this particular podcast up. In Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6, the Apostle Paul, once again, writes these words, I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. Now, I read that scripture because I want people to start thinking about the future and about abundance in your future. And Paul said that he's sure that the good work that's begun in you and those that he was writing to, that it would continue and God would bring it forth all the way up until the second coming of the Lord and Savior, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So it's important that we understand that God has a plan for prospering us and helping us and give us an abundant life here on earth and all the way into heaven. And here's one of those promises that we can enjoy while we are here on earth, that the good work that started in us, that God's going to complete it. All right, let's move on to another one I think that's very encouraging. Once again, the Apostle Paul wrote it. It's in Romans chapter 15 and verse 13. Listen to this. But they that wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. Now, he took that from an old scripture in the book of Isaiah, but quite frankly, that is so powerful. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. So the renew part is what I want to talk about. If you're struggling because you just are not receiving that abundance that you want to see in your life and have it go into your future, then we just can never give up on waiting on the Lord. That means holding true to God, trusting God, praying to God, believing that God's there, have the fear of God in our life, which is respect and love for God and giving him the honor and the recognition that he needs. And if we do that and we wait upon him, we let God be God. Now, I say that from time to time, let God be God, and sometimes I think I should explain it. Well, maybe just let me take a moment here and say and do that. When I say let God be God, what I'm saying is God has a plan for us, God has a future planned for us, and God wants to bless us. But sometimes the things that we do and the things that we say and the actions that we take are the things that we don't do, why we don't pray, we don't read his word, we don't invite people to church, we don't share our faith with other people. When we do those things, we rob ourselves from the blessings of God. Let me give you an example. In the book of Matthew, chapter 6 and verse 33, a lot of people are seeking blessings. They want to be blessed. They want to have abundance in their life right here on earth. And they think it's all about financial blessings or possessions and things like that. So God gave us a scripture that's letting God be God. Listen to this scripture if you're struggling and trying to seek things that are for abundance in this life. Matthew 6:33 says this, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then it says all these things shall be given unto you. Now, what that scripture tells us is that God wants to bless us. God wants to be God. But first he's saying, you won't let me bless you if you don't seek me first and my righteousness. So we don't allow God to be God by not doing what his word tells us to do. A lot of scriptures, tons of them, have examples of conditions to God's blessing. The steps of a righteous man are led of God. There's a condition to have holy, a holy life. The the prayer offered in faith will do certain things. Well, there's a condition. It's got to be offered in faith. Condition after condition after condition. When we don't do the condition, then we rob ourselves of what God can do for us and bring abundance into our life, and we don't let God be God. All right, I hope that explains it. Some people will maybe disagree with the way I explained it, but bottom line, that's how I believe it works, and I hope that that blesses you. Let me give you another scripture that talks about how we can have abundance in our future. In the book of Psalms, in chapter 39 and verse 7, says this, "Waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the Lord of glory of our great God and our Savior Jesus Christ." That means when we are here on earth, we anticipate the abundance in our future because we're waiting upon the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And the blessed hope, which is the blessed promise, which I believe is the blessed guarantee of Christ's return to earth and to receive his bride. That's those of us who've given our life to Jesus Christ. That's the blessed hope. So that is a great promise to show that there's abundance in our future. That's what these scriptures I'm reading to you are all about, to help us understand that. And let me give you this last one. It's found in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8. This is a really wonderful scripture that kind of surmises and talks about, really, about our abundance for our future. Listen to this. God is able. All right, we got to stop right there and say, do we believe that God is able? We have to have faith to believe that. Okay, let's say we can check that off. Yes, we believe that God is able to make all grace abound to you. Do you believe that he's able? Yes. Okay, let's check that one off. So that in all things, all right, we have to accept the fact that in whatever we're going through, whatever we will face while we're here on earth, that in all things and at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. Now, we've got to accept that scripture just like it says it. If we do that, we're letting God be God. We're allowing God to work the way he desires to work. And we're not questioning him. We're not doubting him. We know that God's able to do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond anything we can imagine or even think according to the power that's inside of us. We know that we know that we know that that's true. So God is able. I'm going to read that scripture again. God is able to make all grace abound to you. That means abundance. That means abundance, abundance, abundance. So that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound. That means abundance in every good work, abundance. So that kind of wraps up what I'm trying to bring to you in this particular podcast, and that is that it's crucial that we understand that God has abundance for us now and abundance for us in the future. And we've got to hang on to his word. We've got to trust him. We've got to believe in him. We've got to put our hope in him. We've got to quit looking at the past and let that rob us of our future. We've got to have all the confidence we can possibly have in God, in trust and faith in him. One of my favorite scriptures is Proverbs 3:5. I've read it so many times, but I can't help. It just jumps into my mind as soon as I think of people who are struggling with being challenged to be blessed. It's in Proverbs 3:5 where it says, "Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path." You see, that is the promise of God. That is abundant living that God promises in that scripture. That's another promise that we sometimes fail because our own understanding robs us of receiving the abundance of God. Our own understanding robs us of letting God do what he wants to do in our life. All right, I'm going to pray for you right now because I believe that's how I should wrap this up. Father, I thank you for these scriptures you gave me. I thank you for the thoughts you gave me as I was going through what I had prepared, how you changed direction on me. I thank you most of all, Lord, that you had me stop to give people an opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. But I pray for those, Lord, who are wondering about their future, wondering about their hope, their plans for their life, wondering if they're ever going to be blessed in the way they see others blessed, that you would bless them, Father. And I pray, Lord, that they would prosper in all things and be in good health, even as their soul prospers. I believe that for them, Father, and I claim that. I pray, Lord, that people will live the abundant life that Jesus called about, live life and live it more abundantly, because that's what your plan for us is. Lord, this scripture has been so focused, or I should say, this podcast has been so focused on not talking about money being what we've referred to as abundance, but that spiritual things and a peaceful life and a lack of fear and a lack of anxiety, all those things are living abundantly. And I pray people would receive that. And when they hear the word abundant, that they won't automatically just kind of run away from it. And Lord, I just pray that we would receive the abundant promise that God has for us. And yes, money is included in that, but God, it's just a very small part of your blessings for us, your children, to live that abundant life while we live here on earth, because we all have that great promise and that blessed hope, which is our guarantee that we will spend eternity with Jesus Christ in heaven. Thank you for this now, Lord, and I'll give you praise for what's taken place this day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this, and I hope it's been a blessing to you. And my next podcast coming up is entitled Claim Your Abundant Health. Now, that's going to be an interesting one, because a lot of people who are having sickness and illness are wondering, how do you claim your health when you're going through it? Because going through it takes you down. But I've found in my experiences that when I've had challenges physically, it lifts my spirit and lifts my encouragement towards God and puts more faith and confidence and trust in Him. And I pray that that's what we're going to talk about as the Holy Spirit leads us, to help people understand that they can claim their abundant health. You know, we need to claim God's promises. We're going to talk about that. And we need to also claim abundant physical, mental, and emotional health. And we're going to look at how Romans 8:1 applies to abundant health, where there's no condemnation in Christians. And we're going to claim abundant health through our Lord Jesus Christ, who is our healer. He is the healer, right? So that's what we're going to talk about in the next podcast. I hope that you'll tune in for it and listen to it. Look forward to having you join us. If you'd like to know more about quality Christian living, I'd like you to go to my webpage at davidcfriendauthor.com. And when you get there, on the very first page, you'll see a link to the podcasts that I've done. Today was the 275th podcast, and that's over a period of just under 3 years. And the Lord has blessed us. We've gone to as many as 129 countries in one particular month, and we've had some 44,000 downloads of these podcasts. And I just thank God for it. I know that's not gigantic by some standards, but I know that I would have never had an opportunity to have that many people speak, certainly in these other countries, had it not been for this blessing that God has opened up for us to use to spread the gospel truth of Jesus Christ. But if you'd like to know more about quality Christian living, you click that link and you'll go to all my podcasts. The topics vary from getting out of debt to living a prosperous life, to living a life filled with generosity, to living a life filled with faith, and how to experience miracles in your life, and just a plethora of topics that I believe the Lord has put on my heart to share with you. In addition to that, if you'd like to know some of the things I've written, you can scroll down my webpage there, and the next page shows you the number of books that I've written on those various topics. There's even books there helping veterans dealing with PTSD or Agent Orange related diseases. So with that, I pray that'll be a blessing to you. If you would like to subscribe to my podcast, you can do that by going to cpnshows.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Well, I'm going to close this one up for now, because I think the Lord has done what He wanted to do here. And so I want to bless you. May the Lord bless you and keep you, and may His face shine upon you. May He be gracious to you and give you peace. May you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. So until next time, when we discuss the issue of God giving us an abundance of health, I pray that the Lord will bless you. I pray that He'll richly bless you in all that you put your hand to. I want to thank you once again for listening to Quality Christian Living. This has been podcast number 275, and I am your host, David Friend. Thank you for listening in.